Welcome to the weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Sari Williams.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. In our top spin, the American Medical Student Association has released a report on how well medical schools regulate perks from drug companies. The student organization found that most medical schools in the U.S. fail to adequately monitor the money, gifts, and free drug samples that drug companies routinely give to doctors and medical students. Only 7 of the 150 medical schools surveyed received a grade of A. Nearly half of the schools were given failing grades. One encouraging finding is that almost 20% of schools surveyed are currently revising their conflict of interest policies. But one health watchdog pointed out that without oversight, change is not likely to happen. Dr. Sidney Wolfe of Public Citizen said, quote, "Most of the medical school bureaucracies are getting too much money and other forms of largesse from the drug industry to initiate these healthy, long overdue policies on their own," end quote.
ExxonMobil has announced for the second year in a row that it is cutting funding of global warming skeptics. The oil giant has long supported groups that deny the realities of climate change because it would hurt their bottom line. One of the groups that ExxonMobil has funded is the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, or CFACT. Here is a clip from a radio program produced by the group.
From Washington, it's Just the Facts, a daily news program giving you the straight facts about progress, technology, and the environment. Here's Craig Rucker.
Are there ways to address global warming that are less costly than curbing fossil fuel use? You betcha, at least according to a new report by the National Center for Policy Analysis, which notes that new geoengineering technologies are now being developed to significantly cut greenhouse gases for a fraction of the cost of displacing coal and oil.
But it turns out that ExxonMobil made the same commitment last year and then continued funding the usual groups. Time will tell if they mean it this time.
You may be getting more than you bargained for with your Tyson chicken. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says that Tyson Foods routinely gave antibiotics to chicken it raised to sell as meat, but labeled as antibiotic-free. Tyson responded that the antibiotics used were not a type used in humans. This reasoning focuses on the growth of superbugs that become immune to frequently used drugs. But it turns out Tyson was also using a drug commonly given to people. The USDA told Tyson that it can no longer consider the company's no antibiotic label as, quote, truthful and accurate, end quote. Tyson will remove the false labeling, but only after a federal court issued an injunction stopping the company from making the claim.
As the weekly Radio Spin recently reported, there is a bill before Congress that would limit added flavorings in cigarettes. But menthol, the one most favored by African Americans, would still be allowed. Opposition to the exemption is growing. Several former U.S. Secretaries of Health and Human Services have sent a letter to members of Congress protesting menthol's special treatment under the bill. The African American Tobacco Prevention Network recently withdrew its support from the bill because of the menthol loophole. But the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids is defending its continued support of the bill. The group's president asked, quote, "Would menthol smokers look to get their fix from non-mentholated cigarettes? Or would they start to use another substance?" End quote. Their position is that menthol should not be banned because doing so, quote, would negatively impact the public's health, end quote.
And now it's time to play 6 degrees of Spin and Faken, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, or CFACT, one of the global warming skeptic groups funded by ExxonMobil. Another funder of the group is Chevron, the second largest U.S. oil company. In April of this year, Pablo Fajardo Mendoza and Luis Llanza of Ecuador won a Goldman Environmental Prize as eco-leaders. The prestigious award is considered the Nobel Prize for environmentalists. The prize announcement said, quote, "In the Ecuadorian Amazon, Fajardo and Llanza lead one of the largest environmental legal battles in history against oil giant Chevron, demanding justice for the massive petroleum pollution in the region," end quote. But in a classic PR crisis management move, Chevron responded by trying to position itself as the victim. They also tried to suggest that the Goldman Prize committee had been duped. A Chevron spokesperson said, quote, "We feel these guys are nothing but con men," end quote.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.